This represents the different faces of the Coalition for Equal Justice and Voter Accountability. Blacks and other minorities are outraged by Schwarzenegger's voter suppression. Fear by organizations that California is going the way of Florida has sparked immediate response to voter suppression. And that's why we're here today. There's a feeling also of the failure of the Help America Vote Act.
Denied.
The
denied.
Federal HAVA Act.
Denied.
And this has ignited organizations and churches across the state.
Denied.
To march on the Capitol in Sacramento Friday, October the 29th at 11 a.m. We held a news conference in Los Angeles. We've got people coming from all over the state. Last week there was a news conference in Los Angeles on the state capitol building last week. Now the speakers here represent leaders from all parts of the community, all different facets of the community. I'm here, Reverend Tony Pierce, voter outreach director for the AME Zion Churches. I am formerly from Secretary of State Kevin Shelley's office. Arnold Schwarzenegger has hijacked federal outreach funds. Earmarked for enabling the vote in the Latin American, Asian American, African American, and Red American, Native American, and all the minority community. He has hijacked the federal funds. Schwarzenegger has frozen the state bank account, holding the funds hostage, ostensibly for oversight purposes. Spending can't be tracked until the money has been spent. The governor is swinging a bat at the Help America Vote Act, holding back money that Congress has already dispersed for the minority communities here in California. We are demanding that these funds be released immediately. And let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go to work, that is. There has been a seemingly nationwide systematic suppression of the African American vote in the United States from Florida to California. Failure of the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, to fulfill its promise and purpose of the funding to the African American and other minority communities for voter outreach efforts. Yeah. It has been suppressed, and it is suppressing the vote in California, cutting short voter registration, voter education, and voter participation efforts, hindering the right to vote of citizens in this country, thereby creating the disenfranchisement of the minority vote in this country, therefore creating the seeming demise, excuse me, it's no seeming demise, it has created the demise of democracy in this country. I smell a foul smell. Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Bush have formed a pact to hijack federal voter outreach funds intended for the African American communities and minority communities. And we're here today to let you know what you're doing. We know what you're doing, and we're demanding that you stop it now. And we're not going to stop here. We're taking it to the Capitol steps in Sacramento. We're standing here today calling for help in four areas. Number one, please help us. The HAVA funds must be released immediately for their intended purposes to the community-based organizations and churches of California. We fear that millions of dollars in these funds may never be used for their intended purposes, which is to assist the community-based organizations and churches in voter outreach efforts in their own communities. We smell a foul smell. Secondly, we need volunteers to assist us in making sure that every vote counts on Tuesday, November the 2nd.
No more Florida!
No more Florida! No more Florida! No more Florida! No more Florida! No more Florida!
No more Florida! No more Florida!
We need your help. We are going to take this to the courts. We're going to take legal action against the tampering of the vote by Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Bush. So we are going to take, and we want you to know, we're serving notice here. We've got attorneys in our groups. The NAACP and other organizations are looking at this very closely, and we intend to take legal action against the tampering of the vote by Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Bush here in California. We need help in monitoring the polls to make sure that there is provisional voting, that people are allowed to vote anywhere at any poll in their county, that they're not turned away. We need help from the international community to make sure that everyone knows where their polling place is, where their polling place is. Seniors are used to going to the same polling place. There's a lot of polling places that have been closed here in California, and people don't know where to vote. We're going to take legal action, and we're calling on your help to help us. We need volunteers. We need the international community to intercede. We need help to make sure that the polls open on time and that they do not close early, as they have done in the past in our community. So lastly, I want to say this. The Secretary of State, Kevin Shelley's office, we know why you're attacking this office now at the last minute at election time, and it's a smokescreen. And it's a smokescreen because these are the people, black, white, brown, yellow. We are the ones that are being hurt by this smokescreen. Workers have been promised to be paid. They have been out there working tirelessly, unfed, going hungry, and the funds have been cut off to them. And you're using this smokescreen of attacking Secretary of State Kevin Shelley's office to stop these funds from coming out. Arnold Schwarzenegger, George Bush, stop it, stop it, stop it. Kevin Shelley is a good man. What he has done is historical with provisional balloting, with absentee voting. He's historical across this nation in his efforts that he's done with the electronic voting system and demanding that each and every one of us get a printout to make sure that those machines don't record our vote wrong. Anytime anyone starts to do something, there's always these naysayers that want to say, well, you could have done it this way. Well, you could have done it that way. Check your records. Check your records. When George Washington became the first president of the United States, making history, they slammed him too. They said, George Washington, you could have done it this way. You could have done it that way. Kevin Shelley, and these are just allegations, has done nothing at this point that we know about. There has nothing been proven illegal, and we will not allow the Secretary of State's office allegations, George Bush allegations, Arnold Schwarzenegger allegations, any allegations to get in our way of doing what we need to do to get the vote out. But we want for us and for our people to be paid who are going hungry on the streets, who can't get a meal, who can't be paid for the lunchtime that they have spent in getting out this vote. They must get paid. We're demanding the vote that we vote on November the 2nd and that our people get paid. Let our people go. Let our people go. Let our people go. Let our people go.
Thank you.
Now, I want to, first of all, thank you folks from the different news stations, 14 Univision, Independent News, San Francisco Chronicle. We are upset about the news blackout. It's a blackout. You don't want to report what is going on in the black community, seemingly, some stations. I want you to check this out, and please, we urge you. These are vital issues to our community. Please report them. I'm going to call now on Reverend Ted Frazier, who represents the Interfaith Coalition of the different religions and different nationalities. Because we're calling on our black brethren, our brown brethren, our white brethren. We're calling on our red brethren. We're calling on all of us to support them. He is president of the San Francisco Interfaith Coalition that represents all of these different organizations. Reverend Ted Frazier, would you please?
Yeah. We have leaders here from various aspects of the community, and we're going to call on them to say a few words, so I'll be brief. I want to say that this election coming up on November 2nd is one of the most important elections in the history of this nation.
Yes, it is.
California's ballot is the most complicated ballot in the nation.
Yes.
And one of the most complicated ballots in the history of the political voting process.
That's right.
In America.
That's right.
And yet, very little has been done to educate the voters on what this election is about. Beyond the crucial election for president, there are state and local propositions
yes.
that are very important to the future of our communities.
Yes.
Our citizens, many of whom will be voting for the first time, have not been fully educated.
That's
right. The HAVA Act, the Help America Vote Act, was specifically designed to solve this problem. And because of allegations that have not been founded, well-founded, or proven, this money has been held up and the community has been deprived of these resources to reach out and educate the voters. I believe that in order for justice to prevail, that we need to look at the real reason why these funds were held up.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And it has nothing to do with the hard work and efforts of the Secretary of State's office.
No.
I believe that there is a political reason to keep minority voters from being properly educated on which way to vote
that's right.
on November 2nd.
That's right. That's right.
So we're here.
Thank you.
I want to thank. This is the last minute. We decided that we had to say something before the election so that we're not talking about we're crying over spilt milk. We came out to say before the election that we're highly upset and highly concerned that money passed by Congress to help educate the voters of California and San Francisco has not been released. And we're demanding, even though there's only a short time, we're demanding that those funds be released. Work is still being done.
Yes.
Even though the people did not get paid, the work is still being done.
Yes.
We will see that more new registered voters. This is a historical election. There'll be more registered, newly registered voters to come out on November 2nd than in history. The problem is we have not been able, because of lack of resources, to fully educate the people on the issues. So we're starting here today. We had a press conference in Los Angeles, and again we'll be in Sacramento on Friday to say that we're highly concerned and upset that these funds have been hoodwinked and have deprived the community of being educated on this election. Thank you very much.
Next, I want to call up Reverend Edgar Boyd, who is the president of the San Francisco Bay Area BAPAC organization, the Black American Political Association of California, some 60,000 members in California, 52 chapters. They are joining us in our march. Reverend Edgar Boyd.
All right. Just want to say there are three communities, three sections of our communities that are going to be impacted and hit the hardest because of the absence of these HABA funds. These HABA funds that were actually approved by Congress and sent into the individual states, especially to California, where there's so much voter apathy and where there's so much a lack of understanding about the voting process, these funds were here to educate this community, members and citizens of this state. Three distinct parts of our community will be hit hard because of the absence of these funds. In late 1970, when the United States Congress approved the voting age of 18-year-olds, giving them the right to go to the polls and vote, express their interest and their concerns, to in fact elect the president that was actually drafting them into the military service and sending them into war. Now, great numbers of young people across the state, and specifically and more particularly from our challenged communities, from the low-income community, from the minority communities, they will not get the information that's necessary to help them to make concise decisions about who to vote for and what issues are important in their lives because of the absence of these funds. We know now that there is a tremendous absence of young 18 to 23-year-olds participating in the electoral process.
Right.
Having these funds available will allow us to educate them about their right and their civic responsibility in participating in the voting and the electoral process. Number two, there are great numbers of senior citizens in this state,
yes,
and in this community particularly,
yes,
who, as has been said already, do not know that their polling place, that their traditional polling place, has been changed.
That's right.
And
that's
many
right
of them have been eliminated. So
there
are not as many available as there were in the past. They do not know where the polling places are. And on election, they will become confused. And because of the confusion and the lack of information, will then be forced not to vote.
Right.
We know that this community cannot afford that in San Francisco, where high numbers of those in this community who are seniors need this information. We need the money to help them to understand what the voting right is all about.
Right.
For them to be able to express their interest about choices that make an impact on their lives.
All right.
About
yes,
being
Tell
able them. To buy drugs that are necessary to treat Tell the illnesses them. In
yes.
their bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being
them.
Able to make decisions
yes.
about
Tell
other things that
yeah.
actually help
yeah.
them
yeah.
understand
yeah.
their
yeah.
rights and their responsibility yeah. to affordable housing. These seniors need to be educated. And money is set aside to educate them. Thirdly and lastly, there are great numbers of minority young men and young women
yeah.
who have been in a part of the penal institutions. And we all know
yeah.
that young African American, young Latino men and women become the targets
right.
of those who
Victim.
Actually go out and try and recruit them in great numbers for the penal institutions.
That's
what
true.
I mean by recruit, set up situations, set up opportunities that they now become convicted and go and spend time. These monies will help them to understand that if you have served your time and you have finished your probation, for most instances, you now eligible to vote. Many of them do not know that. So these funds are not available to help them do that. So these young men and young women from these minority communities need to be educated about what their rights are as it relates to the voting opportunity and voting privileges. When the governor made the conclusive decision not to allow these funds to come into these communities, he then was hijacking funds that were not under his purview, but they were given by the Congress of this country to make sure that voting education took place in our neighborhoods and in our communities. So we're calling upon the governor to release these funds. Release these funds. Put them out for what they were set to do. Put them out for what they were intended for. And let's get America voting in its entirety. And let's not make the voting decision based on some partisan politic about who's going to be there and who's going to be here. But let everybody participate in the process of helping to bring justice down. Thank you.
Reverend, that's your boy. I'm now going to call on Dr. Aurelius Walker, who is the pastor of True Hope Church of God in Christ, one of our well-respected ministers in San Francisco.
Thank you, sir. I'm here to lend my voice to the whole concept of those funds being hijacked by the governor along with the blessing of the President of the United States. This is so unfortunate. As Senator Leroy Johnson, one of the senators that was elected, first senator from the state of Georgia, said, the vote is the most powerful weapon of the poor man.
Yes, it is.
If you cut him off from his voting power, then you have cut him off. Amen. So we're here to say today, unequivocally, we will not stand by as community leaders and allow this to continue happening. Because we talk about the war in Iraq, in various places, we are being held hostile in our own country, in our own community. And we cannot no longer be silent anymore. So I'm calling, I'm asking, as well as my fellow ministers here, for the governor, along with the president, to release those funds immediately. Sometimes we criticize.
Now.
That's right.
Now. Everybody say now.
Now.
Now. Now.
Now.
Now.
Now.
James Bryant, who is president of the A. Philip Randolph Institute. Strong organization in the African-American community and throughout the nation. And we also have with us the articulate Reverend Amos Brown, who is the president of the San Francisco chapter of the NAACP. I'm going to call on James Bryant now from the A. Philip Randolph Institute to address us, and then I'm going to call on Reverend Amos Brown, the president of the San Francisco chapter of the NAACP, to close us out and take us home.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens, countrymen and women, we must address the governor and remind him that opportunity, of which he is one who have come to our country and received opportunity, is now being repressed, depressed, by the same governor who talks about opportunity.
That's right.
There is no opportunity without freedom.
That's right.
There is no freedom without your ability to cast your vote.
Tell it.
This governor has made a choice that he's going to block funding to community-based organizations, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're Hispanic, whether they're Asian, lesbian, and gays. He has decided he's going to block funding. But he has forgotten. He has forgotten that in America, everybody has opportunity.
That's right. Right.
But you can't suppress opportunity.
That's right.
If you want to be the governor.
Yeah. That's right.
You didn't take on this job to be the governor for one group. You took on to be a governor for all people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For all of
them.
For all of them. And if this governor wants to remain only supporting the rich, those who have already,
okay,
the ones who have not will not forget you.
Okay.
We will not forget you. Now, I'm not going to stay here and give a long speech today, but I'm going to say just a couple more things. America has a right to be educated in the voting process. America has a right to be participating in the voting process.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
America has the right to receive the Help America Voter Act funds. And Arnold, if you are the governor of the people, then report to all the people. Be part of all the people. Represent all the people. And by the way, Mr. Governor, I sent you an email asking you to release those funds. I can only ask that you respond to me in an email, too. I want to thank you, everybody, but we're going to take this to the streets. We're going to continue to fight it, and if you don't give us the money, we're still going to go out. Register voters, educate voters, and we're going to be part of this process. Thank you.
Help America vote. Help America vote. Help America vote. Help America vote. Help America vote.
Reverend Amos Brown, president of the San Francisco chapter of the NAACP, who's going to take us home and lead us to Sacramento, where we're taking this to the Capitol steps on Friday, the 29th of October at 11 a.m.
Reverend Amos Brown.
Thank you very much, my good friend, Reverend Tony Pierce, and to all the other clergy persons who are here, and representatives of organizations that stand for justice, fairness, and inclusion. I speak this morning as president of San Francisco branch of NAACP and as a member of the National Board of Directors. And I want to go right to the juggler.
All right.
It is ironic, dishonest, and disingenuous.
That's right.
That Governor Schwarzenegger would permit himself to be a part of what I call a national axis of evil.
That's right. That's right. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it, Ruth.
George Bush has been crying.
Yes.
Thank you.
Through the directives of Roe, his brain.
Yes. Tell it.
Advance the unfounded statement that the Middle East represented an axis of evil.
My.
But I'm submitting today that evil, as Samuel DeWitt Proctor so eloquently said, is the absence of the good.
That's right. Tell it. Absence of good.
It represents evil and the absence of good. For Schwarzenegger, Bush, Cheney, Harris, and Florida to be a part of an alliance that has done every damnable and destructive thing to discourage black folks other minorities from voting in this country. It is dishonest. For us to talk about voting in Afghanistan, voting in Iraq, and then in the United States of America, we have black people in Georgia, as I learned an hour ago, who are standing in lines for 5 hours to get to the place to vote.
Tell it.
Because
tell
they don't it. Have adequate equipment for voting.
Tell it.
We stand here as African Americans, as our other friends from other communities of oppression, to say that wrong is wrong and right is right.
That's right. That's right.
And it is wrong for us to spend, as Mr. Kerry so well knew, though Mr. Bush denied it.
That's right.
We are now up to $200 billion to be involved in a senseless, unfounded war. Why we can't spend billions so people can go to the polls and vote their convictions. So we are beginning here in San Francisco, but we're not going to stop here.
We're not going to stop here.
We're going to take the issue to the state capitol in Sacramento and let them know that the Terminator is a part of an actions of evil that George Bush is a part of, and actions of evil that Cheney is a part of, and actions of evil. And we're going to stand up. We're going to talk up. We're going to walk up. We're going to fight up until evil is taken down from the throne and right is put where it belongs. God bless you. Hang in there.
Come here today, and we'll see you in Sacramento. On the Capitol steps, October the 29th, Friday at 11 a.m. Yeah. Now.